Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler. All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We've got a really, really yummy episode for you today. Really for those entrepreneurs who are at a place in their business where they have achieved a lot of success and they have started to experience the financials coming in, they've got clients coming in, and it's almost like you don't know what to do when you're not working. And if you've had that level of success where sometimes it can feel a little overwhelming, right? Where you may be in a place where you're taking on so many one-on-one clients a week and your entire week is revolving around your business, right? Or you're spending all of your time creating content for your business and you don't really know what to do when you're not working. Or even those moments when you really can't describe who you are without your business. That's really what this episode is about. And what we want to dive into is being able to understand and recreate and redefine and re-identify who you are outside of your business, even when you've achieved a massive level of success. And the reason why we wanted to bring this episode up is because for myself, and Dan, I'm sure for you as well, and for so many of the other women that I've worked with, there's a common thread around getting and working so hard for so long to get to a level of success in your business, right? You've sacrificed friends, you've sacrificed going out, you've sacrificed going to the clubs, you've sacrificed all of these things that normal people would do to build your business. And you've gotten to this level of success in your business to where now you actually have the finances, right? You have the money coming in, you have the clients, and you have time, sort of. And you don't really know what to do with it now because you don't really know who you are, because everything that you've been for the last X months or years has been contributed to building the business. And so really, this is such a beautiful place to be when you get to rediscover who you are and what you love and what you enjoy doing and the potency that comes from that actually helps you elevate your business so much more. So this episode, we're really just going to be diving deep into rediscovering yourself when you've reached that level of success, how to create a lifestyle for yourself around your business so that you're not constantly living in a place of overwhelm or burnout or always being on for the business, and how to actually turn yourself off from the business so you can just go be a human in the world.
So very important. And one of the things that I see with a lot of my clients also when they start cracking into like the multiple sixes as well is the inability to turn off the not enough script. It's like we find ourselves hustling so hard day in and day out because, you know, at first we're not making maybe any money. Okay, not enough. And we're making more money. It's okay. But still, not enough. Okay, now we can pay for everything that we want, our apartments, our cars, meals, and everything. But like, we don't have a free life. We don't feel like we have to keep this hustle going on to pay for everything. So it's still not enough. You know, then we cross over the six figures and then we see that like, okay, well, we can still have so much more, not enough. And then we get to a place where it's like, I actually have more money than I really know what to do with it. Like, I guess I'll put a lot of it in savings and then what? But the not enough script doesn't turn off because it's been there for so long and it can trap us in our businesses and in that hustle mode when we really don't need it. And actually the weird thing here too is that if we really wanted to be even more successful at that point, like Sophie was saying, like you only have 24 hours. You only have a certain amount of energy. You only have a certain amount of patience and willpower. You keep on hustling like that, like there's a limit to what you can do. And sure, you can build a team around you and they can work, but hey, you can push yourself to your max even with a team because that not enough script will push you to your edge every single time if you let it. And so what we need to start doing is reincorporating us, who we are, our passions, our joys, our loves, our inner children, and take a little bit of time away from the not enough, away from the business, away from all that, because the counterintuitive thing here is that those energies, us playing and having fun and like digging into our lives and being a human, that energy is actually what you really need in order to grow your business even more. That's actually the secret sauce that will make you ultra successful. So it's weird. I guess what I'm saying is like, yeah, at a certain point, you need to work less in order to achieve more. And it's bonkers. You need to stop thinking about achieving in order to achieve. And that's why we decided to have this episode to explain that, help you make it practical for yourself, and allow yourself to experience even more love and happiness and joy and chill and relaxation and time off, so that you can return back to what makes you you, and so that you can expand your whole life and not just your business.
It's so fun reflecting on this. I'm thinking about the point where I was making more money than I ever knew was possible to make. And I was more stressed out and more anxious and more frustrated with myself than I had ever been, because I didn't know what to do when I wasn't working. And it took me hitting that point of, what am I doing all of this for, to start to really recognize, oh, what's actually important to me? Like, what do I actually want to do? How do I actually want to be spending my time? What do I actually enjoy doing? Like, who is Sophie and what is she all about? Let me get to know this girl. And it's so interesting, because for so many entrepreneurs and so many of my friends and peers, again, who have these six, and sometimes some of them are even on their runway for a seven-figure, meaning million-dollar business, it's a similar thing of like, okay, who am I? Right? Because you're not the person you were when you started. By no means. You've grown exponentially since then. And so really, it's just this process of rediscovering and recreating who you want to be. And so the question that I always ask is, how would you really enjoy spending your time? Right? What would you really enjoy doing? And it's so important, especially at this level. And I would encourage, if you're not yet at this level, and if you're in the process of building, to build your business around your lifestyle, right? That will make this phase so much easier versus just trying to mold your lifestyle around your business. So the more that you can build your business around your lifestyle, meaning you put you first, you put your lifestyle first, however, whatever is most important to you, that you continue to stay dedicated to those things, then you can start to give yourself grace and give yourself permission to know that, okay, I take weekends off, end of story, right? It may take me a little bit longer, but I'm going to maintain my sanity to a certain extent if I give myself grace to do that, or to go out. And for me, a big thing has always been like music festivals. Like, I love going out and dancing. And all along the way, over the last three, four years, it's always been, I'm going to go and just do this. Even when I didn't have the time to go do it, I gave myself permission to go and do that, because if I didn't, I would be so much more frustrated and burnt out. So similar to what Dan's talking about here, it's listening to that inner child, right? Giving yourself permission to play more in your business, to have more fun, which will actually fill up your cup, versus constantly coming from a place of sustenance and from a place of lack and frustration and stress. Because anything that you try to create from those states will not be nearly as good as it could be if you were to take a day off, take a nap, take a break, take a day to go play, take a weekend away, and come back feeling fully rested, fully recharged, having a much more lighthearted spirit and ready to just create.
So very important. I mean, for me, I guess we haven't done an episode on the shadow fully on the shadow yet. I know we've mentioned it in a couple of times, but I know for me, I've got an element. What's that?
Is that next episode? We can
dig in. It's fun. It's really, really cool. And one of the things that I do, one of the elements of my shadow, is this aggressive kind of child, where it can come from all sorts of different places. If you believe in astrology, I'm not only a Sagittarius, I'm Sagittarius in four different places in my chart, which means I am like the poster party boy of the zodiac, and I need to have fun. It's not like I like it. I need it. If I don't have it, like food and water, I will break things. I'll find myself, I'll just break shit. Not just, you know, physical things, like emotionally, I'll break myself. I'll party, like I'll just go on a bender without even realizing it. I'll get into fights with people. Just, I will act out. I'll have little freaking moments of just going nuts. And so for me, I actually need it. I need to chill out. I need to give myself that time. I need to honor my inner child. I need to go on trips and vacations, and I need to go to festivals, and I need to play video games and all sorts of things that I find are really fun and pointless. That's a really important thing there. Like, It's not about achieving anything in those times. It's about just chilling out and just having fun, whatever it is your hobby is. Reading, but not reading to learn, right? I used to be all the books in my apartment, and I have hundreds of them, were learning things. And I just started like, you know what? I'm going to read like a Stephen King novel, which for me was like way outside of my comfort zone, right? Like, what am I learning from this? And like allowing myself to actually just have fun or watch shitty movies or play hooky. I haven't worked a 5-day work week in months. I actually can't remember really the last, earlier on this year, maybe. I very frequently just take days off just whenever I feel like it, or 3-day weekends. I never really work on the weekends unless there's something that I'm so excited about that I just like, I need to get this done. Like, I need to get this out of me because I just want to create this awesome thing and then I can put it to bed and then I can go and play. But it's really important. And beyond that, it's really important also to think about, like Sophie said, like, what are you doing all this for? Why do you want to make all that money? Why do you want to have that time and financial freedom? Because if it's to fully enjoy your life, you can do that now. No one's telling you you can't, right? So why wait? It's like you have this gorgeous car in your driveway and the keys are sitting right next to it. And you're like, nah, I got to earn X amount before I can drive the car. It's there. It's waiting for you. Just hop in and drive around. Like, what is the deal? And it's really just the pressure that we put on ourselves thinking that, oh no, I'll have fun when, right? Oh no, I'll take care of myself when, and fill in the gaps for yourself, right? No, you know what? That festival that I really wanted to go to, that trip to Italy that I really wanted to go to, that weekend with my family I really wanted to go to, yeah, I'll do that when. And you know what happens, life fills in for you. And that when keeps on getting pushed out further and further and further as you continue to get more stressed out, burnt out. Maybe you have an inner child like I do that's starting to rage at you and just hates being ignored. And it just builds up. Why not just have fun now? It doesn't need to be a total lack of responsibility, but you get to kick it a lot more than you think you do.
You brought up a big thing that I think a lot of entrepreneurs fall into. And it's like, I like to call it an addiction. It's kind of like this achievement addiction. Like, we're addicted to achieving that we almost feel ill or weird if we're doing something that isn't worth achieving. And I know that you were mentioning, Dan, that for you, there was a time in your life where you're like, I can't not be working. I can't not be working towards something. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It didn't make any sense. Why would I be doing something if I'm not achieving something with it, right? I actually couldn't understand why I would do something like
that. Yeah. This actually was a huge problem in the relationship that I was in, because he was just such a chill person. But I was like, how can you sit there and watch TV? Like, I need to be doing things. It was such a point of conflict, because I was like, I would get irritated that he wasn't working towards something, and he would get irritated that I couldn't just chill out for an hour and watch a movie with him. And it was so interesting, but it was that aspect of recognizing what was underneath that, the underlying piece. And what was really interesting for me when I started to actually explore that and explore why I was needing to feel like I constantly had to be doing something was this underlying belief of that if I wasn't achieving and if I wasn't doing, then I wasn't enough, right? Or that I wasn't deserving. And so my identity was so engulfed in the need to achieve and to be doing something that I felt empty or lost or confused or like I wasn't enough if I wasn't doing something, right? And so if that's something that's present for you, my invitation, my loving invitation would be, number one, to know that you're human and that you're allowed to take time off. You're allowed to sleep. In fact, you're supposed to sleep, because if you don't, you're going to lose your fucking mind. So it's necessary for you to rest, to take time away, to take time to get to know who you are outside of your business and to really discover the underlying need, if any, if there is something there that's present for you and why you're constantly feeling like you have to be doing something, right? But also, more importantly, similar to what Dan's touching on here, what the heck are you doing all of it for, right? What's the bigger reason for doing all of this? And then how can you start incorporating that into your life now versus constantly putting it out until this happens or that happens or whatever the other thresholds are?
And let's take this, we're going to dip into the world of like really serious for a second, because I think it's actually really important to touch on this. And you may have heard me talk about this before. So a woman named Bronnie Ware, I really hope I pronounced her last name right. If not, sorry. She worked in palliative care for many years. And so that meant that she was with a lot of people in their last days of life. And so they spoke with her and she wrote a journal and she collected all these different stories. And then after a little while, noticed that there were patterns between the regrets that people had at the very ends of their lives. And I want to throw this out there for you because it is important to take a step back, take a much bigger view of what you're doing to make sure that you are going to live a life of maybe not no regrets, hopefully no regrets, but as few regrets as possible. So the most common one that she had was the regret, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. And sometimes we can fall into the achievement mode, the constant need to grow, constant need to earn, constant need to evolve and expand and do, right? Because we think that that's what is expected of us. We fall into a role. We think like, oh, yeah, if I sit there and watch movies all day, what will people think of me? What will my partner think of me? If I blow work off to go to an amusement park, what will people think of me? That's not an entrepreneurial behavior. That's not what a coach does, right? Coach works. Business person works. That's what we do. We make money all the time. And so we can fit into roles that really aren't ours. And we must honor ourselves. And each one of us has an inner child. Each one of us has somewhere in us, a romantic, a player, someone who plays, like not like a player, like, you know, someone who plays stuff, like anything, music, games, just goes out and jumps in puddles. Like we all have that in us. I feel like each one of us has an adventurer in us. And we've got to be true to these different aspects of ourselves or else we will regret it. The next one, this is the most common one. This is the regret that she got from every single male she nursed. So if you're a male, you better be listening to this. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Ooh, God damn. Because in this, like, you combine this, especially in the Western world, us men, we're supposed to be earners. We're supposed to be almost like these machines where we create. That's our role. We're supposed to dominate. We're supposed to conquer. We're supposed to have all these things, right? And we're supposed to walk around in suits and drive around expensive cars and drink, I don't know what the fuck we were raised to think, but it's bullshit and it's not true. We can fall into that. And it's so easy for us to fall into that and feel like, oh, all we got to do is work. And then at the end of our lives, we think, well, when did we live? What was all that for? When did we enjoy ourselves? When did we put down those masks of who we think we should be and allow ourselves to be who we are? And so these two, they're the most common deathbed regrets. And I want to make sure that none of us fall into that. I don't want any one of us to have that feeling or even look back. Right now, I'm so glad I see a backlash on the internet now because there still is a lot of people going out there, you know, like, ah, you know, fuck 2018. This is a year of like, blah, 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 blah. And then there are a lot of people saying like, oh, well, you shouldn't say that. Look forward to 2019. And my question really is, when you look back at 2018, if you have any negativity for it, if you have any regrets in it, do they fall into either one of these? Do you feel like you wish you hadn't worked so hard? Do you feel like you didn't yet have the courage to live a life that is fully true to yourself? And if you have even an inkling of that, then my challenge to you is to change the game for yourself moving forward. No matter where you are, but especially if you're already successful, right? Allow yourself to step out of your comfort zone and do other things than work and dig back into who you are and what makes you really happy and what makes you tick and go out and play and go out and have fun with people and do all of the things that you said no to in this last year, sacrificing all of it for work.
So really what we're getting to here is, guys, business, it's great. It's important. Yes, 110%, but it's what you're doing the business for, right? For you. And it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to think about yourself and like, okay, what do I need? What do I want? What would make me happy in this moment right here, right now? Right. And if it's something as simple as like taking a nap, oh God, I love naps. They're my favorite thing in the world. Like, I'm fucking tired of taking a break. Because it's something where it's like, if I don't give myself what I'm needing in that moment, then I feel more stressed out and more frustrated. So really what we want you to do is to start to celebrate where you are right now in your business and in your life and give yourself grace in the idea. Like, if you still have more to go, fantastic. Love and enjoy that process, but also enjoy where you are right now and give yourself permission to do some embodiment work, right? The embodiment work, the mindset aspect of it, the identity work is not just as important, if not more important, than the business strategy in and of itself. Because here's the truth. And again, being a marketing and business mentor, I know this is weird to say, but if you are not taking care of your identity and who you are as a human being and figuring out the depths of your soul and then what you really want to do and what you love, the strategy is only going to take you so far. The strategy will work to any capacity of which you've evolved yourself. So if you're finding that you're hitting a plateau in your business, right? If you're finding that you just can't seem to get past this window and you have all of the strategies, the steps, it's not that you need more strategies, my friend. It's that you need to get clear on who the fuck you are and what you really want and where your gifts are and figure out how you can elevate yourself emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, so that you can elevate the strategies that you're having. Because your strategies will only amplify what's already there, right? And if you're not at your best, meaning you as a human being, then your business won't be at its best. So my loving encouragement, my loving invitation to each of you tuning into this is to ask yourself, where in your life, for you personally, as a human outside of your business, do you need to create space to have and feel more wholeness, more happiness, more joy, more play, more fun, more gratitude, more grace?
Another thing to remember as well, that when your clients or your prospects check you out and see what you're doing and how you can help them, they don't just look at the service itself. Sure, it's important, or the product or whatever. They look at who you are, because what they're thinking, and I'm sure you've done it too, is that by working with you, by learning from you, that they will be more like you. But if all you do is work, then why would they really want to be like you, right? I mean, that can come off kind of harsh, but that's the truth, isn't it? That they want to have a life that is even more fun and expansive and loving and all these things that we've been talking about. And so that's what I was saying in the beginning of this episode, that actually digging back into you is a very powerful tool for growing your business. Because when you can show them that, like, hey, you know, you work with me, you get to do all this fun shit too. Look at this amazing life that I've created for myself. Like, you want a piece of this? Hell yeah. All right, let's work together. That is a powerful marketing message. People love that stuff. It's one of the reasons, by the way, that so much marketing right now is being done on social media, right? Because then they can see, hopefully, who you are, not just what you do. And so it's a beautiful thing to think like, oh, whoa, I get to have even more fun and make even more money. I get to kind of like appease my doer side and my human being side. Yeah, you do. It's really true. Go and have fun. It's a great way to make money. And just have as much fun as you can and let that spill over into everything you do. And yeah, Sophie, you're dead on. And you're saying, oh, do the work. Go find out who you are really deep. And sure, you might feel a little uncomfortable because the answer to Sophie's question for you, what do I really want to do right now? The answer might be a practiced answer, which is, I want to work. Okay, allow yourself to look even deeper, right? Past that. This is actually your task for this episode, is to really tune in, to give yourself some time, put work away, sit with yourself. If you need to meditate a little bit, cool. If you need to turn on some music or whatever, cool. Go work out, fine. But just go and clear your head and then dig in and really ask yourself, what would really make me happy right now? And then listen for all the answers that come up. And you might get some weird ones. Like Sophie said, it might be go take a nap. It might be go eat a burrito. It might be go jump in a puddle. Whatever. You know what? Do it. Take a chance. Go do it. As long as it's not causing any suffering, go do it. Or, and as long as it's not illegal, right? Then go do that. Blow everything off, drive to the beach and go lay in the sand. Fine. Go do it. Go honor yourself, right? Go and maybe even build in some time to do that into your schedule. You might want to carve out an hour, a few hours, something like that, half a day, where you're just going to do whatever is going to make you feel really good at that time. As long as it doesn't cause any suffering, as long as it's legal. Right? And go and just do that and see how you feel at the end of it. And if you feel really fucking good, then start making a practice of it. Start making that a habit. And you may find that a lot of other things in your week change with that.
Oh, so good. Keep us posted, guys. We love, love, love seeing and hearing all about it. So as you're taking on these things, and hey, if you get bored and you decide you want to take a picture of it or tag us in it, we love, love, love seeing your stuff. Tag us on Instagram or Facebook, Dan Mendelow, Sophie Kestner. We would be stoked to see your content and just see what y'all are up to. And hashtag Mind Mastery Manifestation Podcast. We would love to see kind of all the cool things that you guys are up to. So sending you all so much love. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you all on the next episode.
Bye.